You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com. And welcome back to the Crown Point Bulldogs Halftime Show. Dave Woodworth here at Portage High School at the Warpath. That's the football stadium for the Portage Indians. And we are at halftime. Crown Point with a 14-0 lead at the half. Let's recap the scoring here, first of all. The first quarter was a scoreless first quarter, but it was not without some action. Crown Point started off in their own 15, drove down to Portage 37, and turned it over on downs. Portage took over first and 10 at their own 36, and their first play. It was a fumble recovered by Anthony Haig. So Crown Point took over again and drove down to the Portage 22 before a field goal attempt by Ben Frederick was low. Looked like it may have been blocked with about 3:21 left. Portage took over again, ran three plays, and fumbled the ball again. This time recovered by Sam Krutz of Crown Point with about 2 minutes remaining in that first quarter. That's when Crown Point started a scoring drive. From their own 43-yard line, they marched 57 yards on eight plays, eating up 2 minutes and 21 minutes of time of possession. It was a Ryan Bolda pass to Eric Mahaffey from 10 yards out to give Crown Point the first touchdown of the night. The extra point kick attempt by James Pretty was actually no good. So Crown Point with a 6-0 lead with 11:39 remaining in the second quarter. Portage then took the ball and went three and out, punted to Crown Point out of bounds. Crown Point took over. A short drive, got up to Portage 35 and had to punt out of bounds. Portage taking over. They went about five or six plays before they had an incomplete pass on a fourth and six play. Crown Point taking over at their own 32-yard line. That started a somewhat lengthy, 10-play, 68-yard drive. But it only took up 2 minutes and 24 minutes. That's because it looked like the drive was going to fizzle out on a 4th and 24. James Pretty back to punt. He punted away a pretty good punt, but apparently a roughing penalty there. Brought the ball back, and Crown Point with a first down at their own 34 from there. Crown Point put together several key plays, including passes. A big one, a 48-yarder to Tyler Jones all the way down to the Portage 5-yard line. And it was just a couple of plays later. Then Ryan Bolda connected with Tyler Jones again. This one from 4 yards out for the second touchdown pass for Ryan Bolda in the evening. And then that was followed up with a 2-point conversion pass from Ryan Bolda to James Pretty with just 5.5 seconds left in the game. That made the score 14-0. The ensuing kickoff was returned about 10 or 12 yards by Portage, but that came as time ran out. So first half ends with Crown Point up 14-0. Taking a look at the stats, boy, Ryan Bolda has been excellent tonight in the passing game. I have him unofficially with 12 completions on 17 pass attempts with 2 touchdown passes for 127 yards. Tyler Gomez, I have him unofficially with 18 carries and 84 yards rushing. A pretty good night for Tyler Gomez, and another good night for the other Tyler. Tyler Jones with 4 pass receptions, including that 4-yard touchdown pass and that big 48-yarder, a total of 4 pass receptions totaling 63 yards. Eric Mahaffey with 2 receptions, including a 10-yard touchdown reception for a total of 16 yards. Timmy Angel, 1 pass reception for 16. And Ben Frederick with 3 pass receptions for 16 yards. And speaking of Ben Frederick, yes, he did not return to the game. He left the game with an injury. It looked like it may have been a knee or some kind of a lower leg injury. He left in the second, I'm thinking he left in the second quarter. Here it is. Injury timeout with 11:55 to go early in the second quarter. He did not return. I'm not sure what his status is. Perhaps we'll learn more as the time, as the game progresses. Let's take a look at the Portage stats here tonight. Boy, the glaring stats were those first two fumbles early in the first quarter that really set Portage back and got them off to a very awkward start. the biggest play of the game was with backup quarterback Zach Workus completing a 35-yard pass reception to veteran wide receiver Greg Millage, the 6-foot, 189-pound senior, giving him 20 pass receptions on the year, putting him over the 500-yard reception yard mark for the year. But boy, that just did not go any further, though. They did have a couple of attempts. I think they had one attempt to throw the ball into the end zone, but that went incomplete. Anthony Maceo, the big star, the offensive star for Portage this year, ahead of unofficially with 6 carries for 20 yards, and about 13 of those yards were on that play that actually resulted in a fumble there early in the first quarter. So, yeah, that one pass reception was about it. Sterling Lawrence had a carry for 2. Zach Workus had a couple of carries for a net loss of 1 yard. And, boy, that's about it. Not many offensive plays for Portage yet this evening. We'll see what happens when they come out to start the third quarter. Right now, with about 6.5 minutes to go in the halftime show, we'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll come back with a few scores from around the region here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Providing a time capsule of Lake County history within 6,000 square feet, the Lake County Museum will amaze you with over 10,000 artifacts, including agriculture, military, clothing, photos, and more. You must see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point. Open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child. And don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School football on internet radio, indianasports.com.
We've got an eSports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And online at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point in Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com.
All right, welcome back to the Warpath here at Portage High School. Crown Point holding a 14-0 lead at halftime. And, Frank, let's take a look at some of those scores that we've been tracking down from elsewhere around the region.
And, Dave, notably, we're tracking down outside of what's going on here between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Portage Indians. The winner will be facing, and well, definitely the Penn Kingsmen. They lead 40-0 at the end of the third quarter in the Class 6A Sectional 2 championship game there. It's being played at Penn High School. So Penn,
quarter?
40-0 at the end of the third. Penn with the lead.
Good grief.
Well, no surprise there. Penn's heading for a victory tonight. The question is, what will the final score be? But Penn unofficially heading for the Class 6A the regional championship game next week. They will win a sectional title tonight, although winning sectional is normal for the Penn Kingsmen. Let's go to Class 5A, Sectional 9, and everybody talking about LaPorta, Michigan City, how this one will fare out after that video game performance by those two teams late in the regular season. Of course, LaPorta winning that game 58-56, but Michigan City getting the last laugh here. They lead 31-0, Dave. It's anything but what we saw late in the regular season. Week 8, these two teams met at Kiwanis Field, but at Ames Field right now, Michigan City holding a 31-0 lead late in the first half. Would you believe it?
And I can't believe that.
I can't believe it.
Nothing.
I'll double check, but that's what I got from various Twitter feeds as well as websites.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Yeah, LaPorte won that regular season game in a high-scoring affair, 58-56, and that on a last play of the game touchdown pass by LaPorte,
indeed,
which was a little uncharacteristic. They don't really pass a whole lot, but they did in order to win that game.
Yeah.
So here, Michigan City, obviously their passing and running attack must be working wonders for the Michigan City Wolves.
Yeah, I'll clarify one thing. That game has gone at a half, so 31-0 that game at the half with the Michigan City Wolves looking good for a victory here tonight. And they will face the winner of Class 5A Sectional 10, Goshen, at home and trailing the Concord 21-6 at the end of the third quarter. In Class 4A Sectional 17, much anticipated the inferno between the Lowell Red Devils and the Griffith Panthers. And no problem for the Lowell Red Devils. They lead 35-7 down on Route 2 over the Panthers. That game currently at the half. The winner of that game, looks like Lowell, will face the winner of Class 4A Sectional 18. And in the third quarter, it is New Prairie holding a 21-7 lead over South Bend St. Joseph. Class 3A Sectional 25, Andrean on the road and having trouble with West Lafayette. West Lafayette with a 28-3 lead at the half. And the winner of that game will play the winner of Class 3A Sectional 26. No score to report between Southmont and Brabuff Jesset. Class 2A Sectional 33, close one there. North Noonan with a halftime lead, 18-7. And the winner will play the Class 2A Sectional 34 champion. And currently a close one there as well, 29-19, Woodland over Central Noble. Woodland at home tonight leading at the end of three, Dave.
All right, so that Lowell score one more time, Frank.
Right, at the half, 35-7, the Red Devils on top.
All right. Well, our very own Mark Smith is at that game, I understand, so we'll probably have a report on our website on that game in the next several days, so you can check that out at usa-365.com. Crown Point Bulldogs have just come onto the field, and I think we'll take one more time out here, and we'll come back for the start of the second half after this on usa-365.com and indianadisports.com.
Whether it's tailgating outside the stadium or driving through the countryside and enjoying the season's colors, when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Oil and Go for a soft touch car wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your vehicle clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil and Go is located at 1492 Main Street in Crown Point, and Soft Touch Car Wash is at 1303 Vale Park Road in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilingowash.com. That's oilingowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on usa-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on usa-365.com.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell, and this is our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Bobby, last week we talked about championship weekend, and it continues to go back. We had great competition last Friday and Saturday with the boys and girls soccer championships. Close matches, great plays, tremendous anticipation, obviously, and then great results in cross country at Terre Haute. So let's go back last week. It was a successful weekend of championship competition around the state.
It was, Bob, and we want to extend our congratulations to the Carmel boys cross country team and Zionsville's girls for their state championships over at Terre Haute. Again, kudos to our friends in Terre Haute for all the work they do. Every year you go to that venue, it improves. And this year they opened and unveiled their new awards area, which is just spectacular. And we're certainly grateful for all the efforts that the Vigo County School Corporation, the Visitors and Convention Bureau of Terre Haute does for that event. And then we, at the same time, we're contesting soccer. We had two games of soccer at Butler University on Friday night, and I want to thank Barry Collier and his entire staff for extending that facility to us on pretty short notice, actually, and a wonderful job that they did. And then IUPUI, we had four ball games over at IUPUI on Saturday, and great attendance, kind of surprising attendance, actually, for the 48 degrees and a little bit of rain here and there and a little bit of wind all day, but great championships won by Fort Wayne Canterbury and Evansville Modern Day, and then two by Evansville Memorial, rarity when the boys and the girls from the same school win a championship. And then Harrison out of West Lafayette and Penn winning in 3A. Just a really fine day for soccer, and we're so grateful for all of our partners in putting those events on.
And it seemed like the soccer matches were one-point matches. I mean, it got down to the end, it seemed like, in more than one of those contests.
Well, we had an overtime in that modern-day Wheeler game. And so, when you get to that level, it's pretty competitive, and they're pretty evenly matched teams, and just a little break here or there. And it's tough, as, you know, folks that follow soccer, it's tough to score. And when you got that much talent out on the field, it's one goal can make all the difference. And so it was just a great weekend for soccer for our state and as well as cross country over in Terre Haute.
The commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox, joins us. All right. So this weekend, we continue the championship parade at Worthen Arena at Ball State University in Muncie. Volleyball championships, great attendance, great matches. I think it's one of the more fun weekends that you have because there are some tremendously talented young ladies coming into Ball State
great
on Saturday.
Great volleyball schools. Absolutely. Great volleyball schools coming to Worthen Arena at Ball State this Saturday. Two schools that have never reached there, Hauser Jets and the Andrean Fighting 59ers. And I'm always excited to see the young people who arrive at a state championship and it's the first time their school's ever been there. It's a special kind of excitement, and it's fun to watch their fans and it's kind of like the old Hoosiers movie when you walk in the arena and your eyes are big and wide. It's really that kind of a moment. And so again, we enjoy a great partnership with Ball State University and Worthen Arena and the whole community, the Delaware County community in the city of Muncie. It's a volleyball hotbed, and we bring our championships there, and it's a great atmosphere for these young ladies to participate in, and we're looking forward to some great matches.
And we have 48 football teams left at the sectional championship. Yeah, sectional championship Friday.
Yes, it is. And I'm hoping that our weather will hold and we'll have some dry weather for those. And we've talked about this before, that championship, winning that sectional in football is extremely difficult, probably the toughest championship of all of them to win. And now there's 48 of them on the line this Friday night, and we're expecting great crowds and great enthusiasm. And there's some tremendous matchups that are out there, ranked teams playing each other in the championship game. And so I think we're going to have some great games and great crowds.
I echo those sentiments entirely. He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, thanks so much for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including five other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment necessary. Call 800-475-5005. Or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.